Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
This is actually a good step by a company that I don't even use, but I've heard enough about TikTok that I'm like, okay.
Okay.
You know your product is fully addictive when you're the one telling people, that's enough scrolling. TikTok has announced a new feature that will prompt teenagers to stop scrolling and start meditating instead. If your kid is on TikTok after 10 p.m., they'll see an alert in their For You feed that offers guided meditation to help them fall asleep. Then if they keep scrolling, they'll get hit with a second prompt that fills the whole screen.
Oh.
TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, says they tested the feature with a handful of teens this year, and only 2% turned the feature off. And its response to public pressure and claims TikTok is melting our children's brains, they're making it available for adults too. But anyone under 18 will have it turned on by default. So I think this is a good thing. You know, one of the things I've noticed, like I was without my phone for 24 hours and was happy to be. Yeah. I didn't need anything. I was sitting at home. I was playing guitar. I went to the beach. I hung with my kids. Like, I didn't need it.
We spend most of our lives not having it.
But there are times that even I, as someone who can was perfectly happy without my phone for 24 hours, I will pick my phone up and I will be looking. I'm going to get something. I'm going to check something. I'm going to do something. And then I accidentally hit Instagram first before I've even gotten to the thing I was going to check.
Yep.
Whether it's weather or whatever thing. I hit Instagram and then realized, oh my God, I didn't even want to go to that. It's out of absolute habit that I go.
Put it on a different page. Drag it over to like a second or third page.
It's not even showing on my home screen.
How do you get it? How do you get it then?
I push, it's in a Zother file.
Oh, Zother. Mm.
And the Zother file holds most of the garbage that I have.
And so you have to make two or three stops before you can even get to it, and yet somehow it gets opened first.
I go to it.
It's a mystery, man.
It's like a knee jerk. It's a total, that's not why I came on here. Yeah. Why am I looking at Instagram? I do it out of habit.
You know, it is a funny thing because I have an Instagram account. I do occasionally, like, you know, I'll find a link. I go to somebody's Instagram thing that they sent me, whatever it is, and I have to I look at the thing and then I close the app because I will sit and do it. I think it's great. People who can handle that. I can't. I will waste an hour and not even realize it.
Right.
I'm
done with it. That's what I'm saying is a lot of people, myself included, and I'm sitting here saying to you, I feel like I have control over that. And yet I will go to it out of habit and find myself.
It's almost mindless. You just sort of like click, 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 boom.
Yeah, this is what I got to
start scrolling.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't pick the phone up for that.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.